previously on the Brinkman Adventures.
You want Jen Cassidy? Look, I have love in the dark in prison.
And I don't need Johnny Crash. I need a Bible.
Perfume? I haven't smelled that for 30 years, since the revolution. I would love some perfume.
Yeah. Right, keep walking like you own the place. Act like you don't understand what they're saying.
No need to ask, John.
John?
We got a problem.
Oh, hi, Mr. Pennington.
What's that bus doing with chickens in front of my house? That's my property.
This will be your room. Have a good trip.
Thank you, ma'am.
I can't believe this.
John, she gave us a suite on the train. Hope, get out of the freezer.
Bible. My Bible. Thank you. It's beautiful. This is the happiest day of my life.
Piano Reddit has a prize for you. Take it. It's yummy. Wanna get out? I thought so. This is heck. Gotta open this. You know what it is? I'm back. Oh no.
You're listening to The Brinkman Adventures, a new family audio drama. The Brinkmans are headed to Belize, a small country in Central America. Along the way, they've run into John and Donna Benty, former missionaries to Hong Kong. The Bentys have invited them to stay a couple days so John can tell missionary stories for Michelle's blog. Let's rejoin Hope and see how she deals with her dilemma.
Chickens, come back! Come back! Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Hope, what'd you do?
I tried to let one out, but the mole got out.
You can't let them out, Hope. They're really hard to get back in.
I'm sorry, Gracie.
Ian! Isaac! Help us!
Isaac, go over there. I'll drive them toward the bus.
They ran right through your legs, Ian.
Oh no, they're heading for his yard.
They're fast.
What's going on over here?
Our chickens got out.
Oh, I hate chickens. They better not come over here.
Too late. Isaac, run to the other side of his yard and drive them towards me.
Okay.
Get those filthy birds off my grass. I'm getting my pellet gun.
Come on, Isaac. He's going to shoot them. I'm trying.
Come on, birds.
I can catch them.
Charlie, don't chase them. Oh man, this isn't good.
Hey, I'm Dale. I live across the street. I can help.
Thanks. We need it.
Oh, he'll get over it. He's really a nice man. Just a little particular.
Nice man.
Dale, thanks for catching them. You have quite a gift.
Thank you, sir. I'll keep looking for that red one.
Good luck catching Henrietta.
We've just got to find her.
Dale's family owns an airboat tour guide service. They take folks out onto the water looking for birds and animals. He has a lot of experience catching things.
Cool.
That's kind of you, sir. If you guys want to go out later this afternoon, I could take you on a quick trip.
That would be awesome.
Okay, there's birds. Sounds like fun.
If you're into birds, you'd want to go.
We'll talk about it, Dale.
Mr. Benty's got my phone number. Just call if you want to go.
Thanks.
Good to meet you guys.
You too, and thanks again for your help, Dale.
No problem.
He seems like a nice boy.
Yeah, he's a responsible young man, and they're a great family. I don't know the Lord, but I've been talking to them, and I think maybe they're interested.
Look, guys! An egg! Look, they laid an egg!
Great! I'll throw it in with the others for breakfast.
Hey, Dad, can you give me the address of the missionaries in Belize?
Sure, I think I have it.
The guy paid for the ring, and so now I can order the books. I thought we'd have him send it straight to Belize.
That's a great idea. Here, I've got it on my phone.
Thanks.
That means you need to get the ring shipped out today. Donna, would you be able to take us to the post office?
Sure.
You'd better insure that thing. John, thanks again. We'll be sure to let them know who paid for the books.
Oh, thanks, but that's not necessary.
Mr. Benty, could you tell us another story?
Sure. Hey, Donna, is there any coffee left?
Ian, are you almost done with the laptop? I want to take notes.
Yep, it's ordered.
Wow, you're fast.
Thanks.
Are we settled in and ready?
I think so.
All right. Well, when I first arrived in Hong Kong, I was a junior missionary.
What's a junior missionary?
It means I did what the older missionaries told me to do. Now, we were in Hong Kong to plant churches, but that wasn't happening. I had some ideas of my own, and so I went to the field director and the senior missionary.
Take a seat, John.
Thanks for seeing me, gentlemen.
It's our pleasure, John.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to talk to you again about planting churches.
John, we've been down this road. Believe me, we'd like to plant churches. We just don't have any money.
Sir, I have an idea. May I share it with you?
Go ahead.
In my Fu, they're building huge high-rises for middle-class families. We could lease a room for a church and instantly have thousands at our doorstep.
Our situation hasn't changed. We still only have $470 in the account.
Leasing a building here in Hong Kong is very expensive. $470 wouldn't even cover 1 month. How do you suggest we pay for this?
I don't know. I haven't figured that part out yet. Could I at least check on some locations and see if something is available?
Okay, you can look. But John, don't sign anything. Don't commit to anything. Don't do anything.
Donna, this place is gonna be beautiful. A nice building!
Are you the inspectors for the kindergarten center?
Yes, we're here to inspect.
John!
Here's your hard hat. It's through the door.
Thank you.
Wow!
This big activity room in the middle would be perfect for a church service, Donna.
And check out all the little rooms around the edge. Sunday school classrooms. What a great setup.
This is it. We gotta get this place. Thank you. Our hats are on the table, and the other inspector will be along shortly.
Thank you.
So, I went back to my field director and practically begged him to let me talk to the manager of the development. He said I could go, but not to sign anything, commit to anything,
or do anything. Oh, Isaac.
I was told the manager was a real tough man from America sent in to clean things up. I thought I was a pretty big guy. When I met Charles Zinder, I felt like an ant. He wore a Brooks Brothers suit and had an enormous office.
What brings you here, young man?
I saw the beautiful kindergarten center you're building.
Yes. What about it?
Well, my colleagues and I would love to run this kindergarten for you and have a church on Sunday.
What did you just say?
I said my colleagues and I would love to run this kindergarten for you.
Did you say church?
A little bit.
Interesting. Okay, it's yours.
Wow! Oh, that's great! What do I need to do?
You'll need to cover the school equipment, salaries, and we'd also need a down payment.
Oh, and how much would that be?
Somewhere around $28,000. We'd also need $1,600 a month for rent. So we're looking at a little over $32,000.
Sir, I'm actually a missionary here to plant churches. My mission only has $470 available.
Young man, I'm a businessman from Cleveland, Ohio. I was sent here to clean up the corruption and get this development completed. Now, I didn't want to come, and neither did my wife. I like Cleveland. We like our friends there. And we like our church. But we felt God sent us here to also help plant churches.
Oh.
In my drawer, I have a stack of 20 requests for that property. I've been waiting for someone like you.
But I don't see how we could ever come up with $32,000.
I can't believe you just said that. John Benty, how big is your God?
Hi, Dale.
I'm gonna need a little help to catch that chicken.
Can I help?
Sure.
Can I go?
Sure, Charlie.
I almost had her. I'll need some help to corner her. She was in Mr. Benty's side yard.
I bet she's back there.
I hope not. That's Mr. Pennington's backyard.
But what if she is?
We would need to be sneaky then.
Stealth mode. I love it. What's that over there?
It's Mr. Pennington's boat. He hasn't used it in a couple years.
If I had a boat, I'd use it.
He used to go fishing every night with his wife.
He doesn't like to fish anymore?
I think he still likes to fish, but it probably reminds him of her. It makes him sad.
I'm not sad when I go fishing.
His wife was real nice. She used to make us pecan pies.
He's not very nice.
Yeah, he's pretty grumpy.
Look, a feather. There's a bunch more by the boat. Look.
Okay, guys, we need a plan. We can't go straight across his yard. He'll see us. So let's sneak through the woods and approach the boat from the backside. Good job, soldiers. We need to cross that stretch of grass. Crawl, man.
There's a lot of feathers.
She must be in the boat. I'm gonna peek under the cover. You guys be ready when she comes out. Isaac, watch that side. Charlie, you cover the back. Oh, she's not in here. Oh, yuck!
What? Let me see.
Stinky.
It was Henrietta.
Henrietta didn't do all this. I think Ripcord the Rooster's been here. It's his bachelor pad.
Look at that.
Ripcord laid an egg. I can get it.
Leave it there. They'll be back. Let's do a stakeout. We'll hide in the woods and wait for them.
Cool.
After visiting Mr. Zinder, I went back to the field director.
Okay, John. We're ready. Tell us what happened.
You're not going to believe it. The manager's an American from Cleveland. I told him we'd be interested in running the kindergarten.
I said not to sign anything, commit to anything, or do anything.
I didn't. I just said I was interested. I also said we'd want to have church on Sundays. And here is the incredible part. He's had 20 people asked to run the kindergarten, but stuffed their applications in his drawer. He's been holding out for someone who wants to also have church. He's a believer, guys!
Incredible.
So what's the bad news?
Bad news? Well, I suppose that would be the cost.
And how much would that be?
$32,000.
$32,000? Are you out of your mind?
Sir, I know. I told him we could never come up with that kind of money.
So, what did he say?
Well, he came out from behind his desk. He walked up to me and pointed his huge finger into my chest. And he said, "How big is your God?" I felt ashamed. And he's right. We have a big God. The Bible says God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I think we should take a step of faith and go for it.
John, I love your passion. And I believe in a big God too. But he hasn't provided the money. And until he does, there's no point in pursuing it further. I'm sorry. You'll need to go back to him and tell him we can't do it.
Morning, Mr. Benty. Mr. Zinder said you'd be returning soon.
I'm sorry, I didn't schedule an appointment. I just needed to...
No, that's okay. I'm sure he'd be pleased to see you. He's free at the moment. Would you like to go in?
Actually, I'd rather not. Do you have a piece of paper and a pen?
Sure, here you go.
Could you just give this note to him and tell him I'm sorry?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Benty.
I'd never seen John so depressed. The life just went out of him.
Oh, I can imagine.
Kidding.
I kept seeing Charles Zinder pointing his finger at me and saying, "How big is your God?" I was willing to take the risk, but my leaders weren't. For 3 months, I hoped I wouldn't bump into Mr. Zinder on the street. But there's this thing called home assignment.
Every 4 years, missionaries return home for a year. The new missionaries elected John, the field director.
And my first order of business was to take a vote on the kindergarten. So as you can see, it's a risk. We don't have the money on hand, but I think we should go for it. Are we ready for the vote?
Ready for the question.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and we have a church.
Hey guys, this is Kate Brinkman. I hope you're enjoying today's episode. Did you know that most of our adventures are based on true stories? To find out more about these adventures, visit our website. There you can read interesting facts, look at pictures, and in some cases, see video of the actual people. Has God done something amazing in your life? If so, then you have a story to tell, and we'd love to hear it. Write us today by visiting our website at brinkmanadventures.com.
Mr. Bentley, good afternoon. Are you here to see Mr. Zender?
Or are you leaving another note?
I'd like to see him.
Mr. Zender, Mr. Bentley is here.
Send him back, please, and hold my 2:30 appointment.
He'll see you now.
Good afternoon, sir.
Now I have 30 applications in my desk drawer, but I'm still holding the property. How big is your God?
Where do I sign?
Mr. Bentley, I have a question.
Shoot.
Well, I don't want to be disrespectful.
I can take it. What's the question?
You signed for the kindergarten without having the money. If God didn't do a miracle, you would have either owed Mr. Zender or the bank. Wasn't that a little presumptuous?
Well, perhaps a little. In this case, I really believe God wanted us to take this step, and I felt he would pay for it.
So, did he?
Oh, you're getting ahead of the story, Gracie.
Sorry, Mr. Bentley.
So, that night, I had to attend a Chinese feast at Tang Mei Fu. You know, these events are fun, but the food is interesting. One time we were eating noodles, but they seemed to stick to the plate. And then I noticed that they had little suction cups all over them.
Ew. Sorry.
And they're so hospitable. If you eat what's on your plate, they replace it with more.
Yeah, I still dream about those noodles.
And to them, it's really special. But we're not used to it.
Sort of like Dutch licorice?
Yeah. You guys really love that salty stuff, but most of us can't stand it.
Yeah, I gave one to Luke and he spit it right out.
Sometimes you have no choice but to eat what they give you.
Then what do you do?
Well, in that case, I just shove it in my mouth and smile and swallow.
When you're a missionary, you learn to eat all kinds of new and interesting things.
So, I'm at this Chinese feast. Seated on my right was none other than Dr. Tong, the pastor of one of the largest churches in Hong Kong.
John, do you know what you are eating?
No, Dr. Tong, I don't know what I'm eating. Do I want to know?
Probably not.
Dr. Tong, have you ever thought about planting a church?
Yes, we have. In fact, we formed a committee to secure a location.
How's it going?
Not so well.
Our leases are so expensive.
Yes, they are. We have the money. We just need a spot.
You're kidding me.
We looked and looked and finally found a spot that was perfect. The best place. But there are 20 other people ahead of us. So we don't even bother. We're still looking.
Dr. Tong?
Are you okay, John?
Dr. Tong?
Yes, John.
What would you say if I told you I just signed the lease on that very building this morning?
I wouldn't believe it.
No, it's true. And if you pay for it, your church can use it for Sunday worship.
Hallelujah! Thank you, God! You may continue eating. I'm sorry for yelling.
Praise God!
Wow, that's cool. So
we're neat. Still thanking him today for that.
They're back!
Did you find her?
We did.
Oh, thank you, Dale. Henrietta, you bad bird, come here.
Why don't you take her back to the bus?
Yes, Mom. I was so worried about you.
You won't guess where we found her.
Uh-oh.
Charlie saw a feather by Mr. Pennington's boat.
No.
Yep. Somehow she got under the cover, back by the motor.
Did Pennington see you back there?
No, we snuck around the back. The boat is really a mess, though. I think it's Ripcord's boathouse now.
Oh, my. Oh, no.
That'll be a nasty surprise.
Good thing he doesn't use it anymore.
Well, thanks for your help, Del.
Hey, did you still want me to take them on that boat trip, Mr. Benty?
Oh, Dad, can we?
I don't think so, hon. We probably need to head out today after lunch.
Well, Donna and I were talking. Would you guys have time to stay one more night? That way we could show you around the island this afternoon and the kids could go with Dale, unless you're in a hurry.
Well, I built a little cushion into our schedule. And what do you think, Susan? One more night on a nice bed?
Hmm? No quarrel here. John, Donna, are you sure? It's been a joy having you.
What about Mr. Pennington?
I think he can handle the bus for one more day.
Kate, the answer is yes. After lunch, you and Ian may go with Dale.
Thanks, Dad.
I need to put some gas in the boat first. Then I'll come get you.
Sounds good. See you then.
So, Mr. Benty, Dr. Tung's church paid for the building?
They did, but the story isn't over. We still had a problem. I had promised Mr. Zinder we would run the kindergarten.
I was wondering about that.
There was this guy sitting on the other side of me. After Dr. Tong yelled hallelujah, he must have started listening to us. Here I was having the most incredible conversation of my life, and this guy starts tugging on my arm. Yes, sir. Did you need something?
You need to help me.
I'm sorry. Do I know you?
I don't think so, but I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. My name is Mr. Ho. My wife is Sergeant Major Ho, the most respected kindergarten manager in Hong Kong.
I've heard of your wife.
She retired this year, and she really needs something to do.
We could never afford her.
Oh, you wouldn't have to pay her. Just let her work. She would do it for free. She's driving both of us crazy. She would love to help.
You're kidding me.
Once again, God had the right person in the right place at the right time. Or persons in this case. Mr. Benty caught a small glimpse of his big God, and today that church is booming. It has two services, has planted two other churches, and has missionaries all over the world. Ugh, that crazy rooster. It's the middle of the day.
Where's my towel?
Right now, we're splitting up as a family. Mom and Dad are taking some needed alone time. Kitri and I are going shopping with Mrs. Benty.
Mom, do you have change for a 20?
In my purse on the counter.
Mr. Benty thinks he can handle Isaac, Grace, Charlie, and Hope at the beach.
Can I feed the chickens?
He claims he was a lifeguard in his younger years.
Stay away from those chickens, Hope.
Ian, did you bring your binoculars?
Yup, I got them.
Dale is taking Ian and Kate on a birding expedition in his dad's airboat. Considering all that's happening and the potential for mishap, I'm thinking you might want to check back tonight. Signing off, Michelle Brinkman.
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures of Family Audio Drama. While some of the characters and events are fictitious, John Benty's story is true. God provided the lease, the money, and the kindergarten manager all in one day. Through this experience, God increased John and Donna's faith and the faith of many who have heard this story, which now includes you. I trust you were encouraged as you heard what God did. Next time on the Brinkman Adventures...
Look up in that tree in Mr. Pennington's yard. What is it?
Shouldn't we head back? I bet the others are home already. And I'd hate to get stuck out here in the dark.
Sometimes you're just the first step in helping someone come to Jesus.
Get out now, before I throw you out!
Folks, meet Tammy, the legendary alligator of Karankahua Cove. But I didn't expect him to park next to our boat.
Reverse, John!
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to him and share his good news until the whole world hears.
Hi, guys. This is Michelle Brinkman.
And I'm Kate Brinkman, and this is Behind the Scenes with Kate and Michelle. We thought we might talk a little bit about what goes into creating the Brinkman Adventures.
First, we need true missionary stories. This always starts with prayer. And in his time, God faithfully sends us the perfect stories through books, people we know, or sometimes a speaker at church.
Then we make a list of the latest crazy things that happen to the family the Brinkmans are based off.
In case you haven't figured it out by now, we Brinkman kids really are siblings, and the Brinkmans are based off a real family, our family.
It's a lot of fun getting to play ourselves. We had to hire actors to play Mom and Dad, though. They're not into the acting thing.
So, once we have the story ideas, a writing team, which includes some of us kids, heads to a cabin in the woods for a week. This part of the process is a blast, and lots of hard work. We talk about the stories, the real missionaries, and also dream up some fictional characters, like Mr. Pennington. Our team then returns home with these ideas and spends the next few months molding them into the episodes.
When this is done, the actual scripts are written.
Then, once the scripts are ready, we look for the perfect actors, cast the parts, and schedule the studio.
The next step is my favorite part, recording day. Recording is a lot of fun and a lot of work. We spend an entire day recording one 26-minute episode.
As you can imagine, sometimes there are many takes to get the perfect recording. But at the end of the day, we believe it's all worth the effort, and we hope you agree.
This has been Behind the Scenes with Kate and Michelle. Thanks for listening.